Hazret Abdullah İbni Abbas radıyallahu anh. Had picked some pebbles for Nabi sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem at Mina. He presented it to him. And Nabi sallallahu was pleased with the size of the pebbles. Kadhalika, kadhalika fafalu. Wa iyyakum wal ghulu. Yes, this is how you must do. And just be careful of extremism. People that go off, they go off because of extremism. And the extremism, you get a right wing and you get a left wing. Right wing is one that overdoes and left wing that underdoes. And overdoing is also not right, and underdoing is also not right. The Christians went off when they overdid it. Therefore, Nabi Sam had warned, لا تتروني كما أطرت النصارى عيسى بن مريم. Don't overpraise me, like how the Christians had overpraised Isa al-Islam and they raised him to divinity, God or Son of God. أنا عبد الله فقولوا عبد الله ورسوله. So one group went on the right wing, got lost, overdid. In deen also, you get one group who will overdo things, and they may think within their minds that our feelings are right, our heart is right, so therefore this is right. Whereas deen is not just feelings, deen is not just intentions. One person, he trained a baboon or a chimpanzee. Trained it wherever he goes and the thing does small errands. So monkeys, you can make them do work. Like you may see in the circus, the thing is riding a bicycle, smoking a cigarette. So whatever you want to make it do, it will do. We had some boys from Thailand here some years ago. So they saw a coconut tree. So they explained that this job here, you get monkeys to do it. So the monkey will climb up the coconut tree, he will see the thing is right and break it and pass it down. Just give it one small seed or some peanut or toffee, so that it goes up. So itni akal to bandar ko bhi hoti hai. This person trained that monkey. What he trained the monkey, when he's asleep, so the thing must chase all the flies, keep chasing flies, so he can have a nice peaceful sleep. So now he's chasing the flies, as he's chasing it, the thing's coming back, chasing it, coming back. And sometimes the thing can be very stubborn. Come on, one spot, nose will come, the tip of the nose. What it gets, Allah knows. But it'll come, go, come, the same spot will come. Oh, that monkey is getting frustrated. And so long now, and the thing is troubling my boss now. Must do. This thing now, I must get this thing and finish it up and finish it up forever. It can never repeat this. So he was waiting for that monkey to sit right on the tip of the nose. When it sat on the tip, took a nice rock and he blasted. The fly escaped, but he had no nose left. So you cannot doubt the intention. The intention of the monkey was good or bad. Intention was good, But was that the right thing to do? See, overdid. See, and overdid what happened. There was no faith. So just saying that my intention is good, my heart is good, but that doesn't work. See, if your heart is good, and the work is also good. The intention is good, and the work also must be good. Not just the intention being good. So one group went astray like this. Overdid. They used the emotions, and emotions said this. And they went away with the emotions. One thing after the other, and carried on. This is why there be some warned. They don't practice this. People in the past, this is how they got lost. Someone started one custom, someone started another custom, and then they just kept on progressing. Now someone saw that he heard the praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when he heard the praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is another, you know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be taking his name, and he must take his name with wuzu. Alright. But now you can't make that a law. If you can take Allah Pak's name without wuzu, then why can't you take Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name without wuzu? There's so many occasions that you take the name of Allah Ta'ala and you take his name without wuzu. Someone saw a bad dream, right? They caught up. So the adab is that you say, A'udhu Billah, ask Allah Ta'ala's refuge, right? From the evil of the dream, and spit towards your left thrice. Nothing will harm you, right? Again, the hadith says, you went to sleep and you broke your sleep. So you read the fourth kalima, your eyes open up. So you normally get up at about, say, 3 o'clock, right? So at about 12 o'clock you got up. So when you got up now, and you read the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Followed by the third kalima, Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Then you make a dua after that, and that dua will get answered. So when you broke your sleep, and after your sleep has been broken, so you read the fourth kalima, then the third kalima, and then you made dua. So your duas get answered at that time. So now tell me, that when you're going to be reading that kalimas, would you be in the state of wuzu or without wuzu? Be out of wuzu. But yet you're going to recite it. Right? Then again, when you get up in the morning, then too you will recite a dua. So you will be in the state of wuzu or without wuzu. Then, when you're coming out of the toilet, right, you will say, Ghufranaka alhamdulillahi alladhi. Right? So we'll be out of wuzu or you'll be in wuzu. So now you overdo it now. The man gets confused, but Allah Pak's name I can take, but why can't I take Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam name? So you create a confusion in the person. You create a confusion in yourself, within yourself. So that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't overdo it. Just remain within the limits. You'll overdo it and you'll make it hard for yourself, you'll make it hard for others as well. Remain within limits, moderation, and it takes you very far. See, if in so many occasions I'm showing you that you are taking the name of Allah Ta'ala and you're taking the name of Allah Ta'ala without wuzu. Now someone says, you know, my father was like this, and you take Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name with wuzu. And we respect the person, keep him on side, but he's not supposed to be emulated. Someone does something out of respect or something, right? Keep it as an individual practice. Don't talk about it, don't propagate it. Just leave it to that point. But the more you talk about it and you propagate it, the next person feels affected, he did it, I must do it, then what happens? Then it becomes a standard practice. Then when it becomes a standard practice, then you can't control it. See like now Maulud, right? So it must have started off with good intentions. You won't say it started off with bad intentions, good intentions. someone must have had an extreme love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they started something in his name out of respect for him, right? Then when he came to Durood Sharif, then he stood up and read that salam, right? So the start off may have been right, but after what happened? Could they control it? Now they can't control the thing. Now they say, if you do Maulud, then you are a Muslim. If you don't do it, then you are faulty in your Islam. You can be not performing your namazes, etc., etc. That, sorry, overlooked. But you don't participate in the Maulud, you don't come to the Maulud, then really you're a suspect. Not right. But you see how they stress the thing. So that is why Islam is saying, by just go in moderation, remain within limits. Someone did something individually, by individually it is, that's left to you. But now you are speaking about it, you're doing it collectively, and you're gathering people to do that, then that becomes a standard, then you can't continue with that. Even this Urus now, right, now they have Agyarvi Sharif and Urus and all that. So it must have started off in a nice way, good intention. You won't say that the intentions were bad. Now all these things started off, say, about 800-900 years ago. So how they started off the Urus Sharif? Urus is a bride, you know, a bride, bridegroom, you call Urus. So, this is the death anniversary of the Buzrug. Someone passed away, some Uriya passed away. So it is his death anniversary, they call that in Urus. So how he must have started. Now imagine it's about, now you, back in time, 8 centuries, 800 years ago. There's no communication, no type of swift transport, nothing, right? So, one Buzurg must have been working in an area, right? Say, take for example, he's worked in the whole of Durban, the whole KZ, and he worked over the town, right? So 500 miles this way, 300 miles that way, and the whole province he worked. Now he passed away. As he passed away, so there may have been many type of people that benefited from him. There were those that came right to the end, that they can themselves dispense hidayat, they can guide, right? And it's possible that there are those that were half the way and he passed away. And the third category must have been the beginners. So one that went right through the way, one that is at the middle, and the third is those that are just starting off. Normally the starters are the majority. Those that finish the line, completed the line, there may be few. In the middle also a little bit more, but the beginners will be the most. Like you see in an istima, like the old workers will be a few. But the rest of the crowd, they'll form what? 90-94% of the crowd. So that's the majority, right? Now when this Buzurg passed away, so some of his senior people now, they were worried now. Okay, he worked and he's gone, right? And he's left this class of people at the right beginning, right? And these people have to be guided right through. If you just want to leave them in the lurch, they'll fall. They came up right so far. There's one step, two steps, two rungs they've done. And he's gone now. So you can't bring him back. If you're going to leave them, they will fall. In mid-air, right? And if you want to take them up, you know, right to the end, then how do you take them? Understand? So you want to take them up, show them the whole way. Like I'm telling you, it's about 800 years ago, right? No communication, no transport. That is so swift. You may get, but not swift. Right? It's such a wide area, expanse. All these people here, hundreds of thousands of people, now get them right. So now, his people are wondering now how to get that right. So they felt, alright, the best thing is to call them, but with some emotionalism, sensation. call them with some sensation. So we'll say that it's a death anniversary of our Shaykh, right? So when they hear that it's a death anniversary, all will become emotional, they will come. So you have something to incite them, something to spur them up. So when they heard now it is the death anniversary, so it will come. So now they came, so they'll work with them for about 5 weeks or 6 weeks, keep them and work with them. A huge crowd of people, and they'll work with them. Someone's namaz has to be done right, someone's sunnah must be right, someone is not doing miswak must be done right, someone's business is not right, show him what his interest, correct him, right? Someone, he's got marital problems, then how do you sort that out, right? Someone got domestic problems, how do you sort that out? Someone is flirting with some woman, he doesn't know what is halal from haram, sort him out. Someone doesn't know about meat and how do you make it haram, what makes it haram, what makes it halal. So, you know, elementary things they don't know. Elementary things they don't know. So now, how to get it right? You know, we had one student here, convert, new. So he read his Asar Namaz, just somewhere behind his one pillar. And then he went to make ghusl, faraz ghusl. So I see, I saw a lot of things in life, but I didn't see this, you know, that you made faraz namaz, and then you went to make a compulsory ghusl. I said, yeah, namaz was compulsory, and ghusl was also compulsory. So I made my namaz, one compulsory, and second I made ghusl. Now he didn't know, I didn't laugh at him, but he didn't know what comes, how it comes, that ghusl is a condition, is a requisite for namaz. Now he doesn't know. And if you just shout him, he doesn't know. Why you shout, he don't know. Can't even laugh at him, because he doesn't know. You have to teach him. So this is the tartib. First you make the ghusl, and then you make your faraz namaz. This is an elementary thing, but you'll take for granted. He doesn't know about it. So now, how long it takes now to train those people? So this is how they started off, right? So now, in that 6-7 weeks, they get people trained up, get them right. What are the duties of a woman, what she should be knowing, what is about haiz and ifas and all these things here. How she should be dressed, you know, and how she should be at home. So all these things here. So in about 6 weeks, they're training them, giving them a nice training, and then they are returning. Right? So now they know something about Islam at least. Obviously, you can't keep them like a madrasa style, 2 years, 3 years, hundreds of thousands of people. They got the affairs to attend to. How are you going to get them right? Then you got the akhlaq to get right, get the character right, the socializing, you need to get all that right. So how long it takes? So anyway, they must have been doing this maybe once in 2 years or once in 3 years, whatever, you know, as per the requirement. But then with the passage of time, then that became a custom. First it came, started off with a good intention. Then it came, you know, in that Urus we used to go. You know that Sikh kebab they used to have, one of its kind. And other person say, yeah, but you know that Nazam, that man, he's Nazam, too good. Man. So now what happens in that Urus now? Is a food and some kawali, right? So what was intended initially, right, and what it turned out to be now, two things, two total different things, you see. Initially, it started off with good lofty intentions, but then with the passage of time, people took all the extras and the excitement, and the actual work was left out. So then, ulama had to stand up and say, wait, this is haram now, but you'll overstep the mark. When you started off with good lofty intentions, we have no doubt. But now you'll just discontinue this completely, entirely. So you see, we're talking about doing things within parameters and how important it is. Allah Baghdad Rastafi.